Malachim Aleph Perikei Pasuk Yud. How smart was Shlomo? Shlomo was so smart. Baterech Chochmas Shlomo Mechochmas Kol B'nei Kedem. And the wisdom of Shlomo was greater than the wisdom of all of the peoples of the East. Vaterev also is plural. So Chochmas Shlomo, it's multiple types of wisdom. It's not just wisdom in one area. It's general broad-based wisdom that he had. And he was smarter and wiser than all of the Chochma of the men of the East, the children of the East. If you go eastward to the Persians and the Chaldeans before Babel, their wisdom was the Chachma, Rashi and the others say, of Mazalos, of astronomy and astrology, of forms of divination, telling the future, watching the flight of birds, as opposed to the Romans who used to take the innards of birds when they wanted to look at the future. The bird's future was not very good when you need to look at his innards. Umikol Chachmas Mitzrayim, and greater even than the wisdom of all of the wisdom of Egypt, who excelled in magic and controlled evil forces. So all of the black magic practitioners out there, all couldn't hold a candle, not even a black candle, not even a black Sabbath, to what Shlomo was able to understand and perceive, and then to be able to translate that wisdom into action. The secret arts were no use against him. So anybody who was an enemy of the Jewish people, we knew militarily there was no threat. Now we know even supernaturally there was no threat. When Shlomo, the Medrash says, was getting ready to build the Beis HaMikdash, he sent to his shver, to his father-in-law, Paro, asking for skilled craftsmen. And Paro, who worshipped idols and considered himself a god, didn't want to help in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And even though Shlomo promised he would pay the workers himself, but the Paro didn't want to help in any possible way. So according to the story in the Medrash, he called his astrologers, asked them to tell him the names of any of the craftsmen in his country who were going to die in the next year. And those were the ones he sent to Shlomo. And Shlomo saw that they were near death and realized it couldn't be a coincidence. So he sent back to Paro, he gave them all shrouds and sent them back and said, don't you have any shrouds to bury your own dead that you sent them to me to bury them here? So that showed that he had outsmarted Paro in every way. Great story. There are a lot of stories like that about Shlomo. I don't want to say tall tales, but there's quite a lot in the Medrash and the Gemara about what Shlomo can do. These peoples of the East, also the B'nai Kedem, some of the Mefarshim, the Me'am Loes, identifies them as the children of the concubines of Avraham Avinu. That it said that Avraham Avinu had many sons through Keturah and through Hagar. Hagar was, of course, Ishmael, but then there were also the Nesiim that he had, and he gave them all presents and sent them on their way, but everything he had he gave to Yitzchak. What were the gifts that he gave to these B'nai Pilakshim? The ability to use magic to control evil forces in the world, but Shlomo could surpass them in every way. As the Pasuk continues, Yidalah Bayechkam Mikol Ha'adam, and he was wiser than any man. And who are these men that he was wiser than? We already said he outpaced the men of the East. Me'esan ha'ezrachi, Eitan the Ezrachi, allegedly the next four names, according to one pshat, in Divrei HaYamim, allegedly. What I mean to say is, according to Divrei HaYamim, these four are the sons of Zerach ben Yehuda. And they were Eitan ha'ezrachi, the Haman, the Chalkol, the Darda, b'nei Machol, the sons of Machol, Machol, as in, Rashi says, Mizmorim, musicianship, and beautiful tunes and songs. The Machol is a dance that's done in a circle, and all the best Jewish dances are dances done in a circle. Bounce, bounce, hop, unless you are a man, in which case it's stomp, right foot, stomp, right foot. But all of these incredible musicians and composers were surpassed by Shlomo. They were also experts in different fields. Eitan allegedly was astronomy. Haman was in Torah, Chalkol in politics and government, and the Darda in science. And again, all of them were surpassed by Shlomo HaMelech. Vayhi Shmo b'chol hagoyim saviv, and Shlomo's reputation spread among all of the nations surrounding Eretz Yisrael because of his wisdom. But the Chazal tell us that there's other possibilities as to who these people were, and Rashi brings down as his second groups of pshatim, Mikol ha'adam, Shlomo was wiser than Adam HaRishon, Eitan ha'Ezrachi was Avraham, from the Mizrach, Haman was Moshe Rabbeinu, Chalkol was Yosef, who was Mechalkel, his brothers, when they came to Mitzrayim, and Darda was the Dor HaMidbar. So he was greater than even the greatest figures in human history and Jewish history in terms of his wisdom and his ability to perceive the true nature of every being. We said that Adam HaRishon, who called the animals names that reflected their inner selves, was incredibly wise and possessed the roots of all of humanity within him, and yet Shlomo outpaced him in terms of wisdom. Yosef's wisdom, the chalkola that he gave, the Egyptian said to Paro, the slave is not fit to rule over us, when he was being elevated. And so Yosef proved that he knew all 70 languages, had been taught them by the Malach Gavriel, and he made it almost up to the top step by Paro, but Yosef was smart enough not to surpass Paro, which in fact Yosef's wisdom did. And yet again, Shlomo's wisdom was beyond that. And we'll see what he did with that wisdom, the Meshalim that he is going to be misaking next time.